The team's arrival back into the Israeli territory was not without consequence. As anticipated, the appearance of an undocumented dead body wearing the uniform of an IDF soldier created more than a minor problem. It resulted in the group's immediate and guarded transport to Jerusalem under the watchful eye of the Mossad. It was, however, only through the recognition of one of their own, Macy, that the group was allowed to state their case.
"You people,"
Aaron, the Mossad's chief of operations, said,
"have entered our country illegally, and to make matters worse, you disguise yourself as Israeli soldiers."
"We,"
Sasha started to say.
"I am not finished. No, the Border Patrol had every right to shoot you all on the spot, but for some odd reason they brought you here. However, after careful investigation, it appears that you have done us and the Americans a favor, although I am still not clear on how my deep cover agent met her death."
"She died saving my life."
"Ah, yes. I am aware of your previous relationship. After all, we facilitated her rise to power at your Condor. But she uncharacteristically blew her cover. I never saw our Macy as an altruist."
"Then, sir, you did not know Macy at all."
"Well, that is a matter for future reflection, but right now I have a problem. The Americans asked us to deal with Mahmoud and his gang, but we did not. You did, and therein lies the problem. I can hardly admit that a group of foreigners dressed as IDF defeated our security, did our job, and then snuck back into Israel, can I?"
Aaron paced about the cell-like room, rubbing a day's growth of chin stubble as he spoke.
"I'm sure we would all be happy to sneak back to where we came from,"
Whalen interjected tentatively, while Sasha rolled his eyes and gazed at the ceiling.
"Yes, but the word sneak gives me heartburn,"
Aaron replied, as he approached the lone chair that had been placed before the cowering group and carefully scanned each face as he lowered his body into it.
"I have an idea. Just an idea, mind you, but I might be able to convince my superiors to issue a statement saying that your operation was sanctioned by our government. That way, we get the credit from the Americans and you get to go free."
"But that is bound to cause a publicity stir. My people require anonymity."
"Ah, yes. We at the Mossad can certainly understand your position, but there is one among you who might benefit from such notoriety."
"I assume you are referring to me?"
"Hero status might bode well for your image, as I am aware of your problems at Condor."
"How would you know about that? Oh, yeah. Mossad. Sorry I asked.